is that there are actually multiple opinions out there. It's not so clear, right? We, until now, have been operating under the assumption that the earliest time you could say Kriyat Shema is Tisa Kol Chavim, when it's completely dark out. But now our Gemara is going to quote different brightas, which quote different opinions as to when the earliest time you could, the earliest and latest time you could daven Kriyat Shema. So we're on Beis Amud Beis, about like 12 lines down, two dots, one word in, Amar Mar. So says it's a quote from our Mishnah. Amar Mar. Mar means like master, but it's a quote from our Mishnah. Misha Shakoanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumasan. That the earliest time you could say Shema, as we learned in our Mishnah, is when the Kohanim go in to eat Truma, which we know is Tzeisa Kol Chavim. Uraminhu, the Gemara asks a contradiction based on another Braisa. And the Braisa says, Me'imasai Korin et Shema Ba'arvin. When is the earliest time? From when can you read Shema in the evening? And says this Braisa, a different time. Misha'ani nichnas le'echo pito ba'melech. That the earliest time that you can read Shema is when the ani, the poor person, goes in to eat his bread and salt. That's the earliest time. And when's the latest time? Ad, until Sha She Omed Lipater Mitoch Sudaso. Until the time that he's done, he finishes Lipater, he finishes Mitoch Sudaso. He's getting up, he's finishing Mitoch Sudaso from his meal. So according to this Braisa, the earliest time is when the ani begins his meal, pito b'melech, bread and salt, and the latest time is when he gets up from his suda.
What times are those?
So what times are those? So let's what time does the ani go in to eat his suda? So what Rashi explains is that most people, non anim, okay, bnei adam, not non anim, they eat their evening meal, like after Tzeisa Kol Chavim, it's dark now. They come home, they prepare their food, and then it's after Tzeisa Kol Chavim, they begin to eat their meal. Anim, however, Rashi focuses on the fact that an ani doesn't have a candle; they don't have fuel to light up their home, so they're kind of rushed to begin their meal a little bit earlier, and therefore they're gonna try to maximize on the light as much as possible, the natural light as much as possible. So already, just before Tzeisa Kol Chavim, or right at the beginning of Tzeisa Kol Chavim, probably even just before, he doesn't give an exact time, but just before Tzeisa Kol Chavim, the ani is going to begin his meal. So the point is that this Braita, who's going by ani, is saying that you actually can begin reading Shema earlier in the evening before Tzeisa Kol Chavim.
But not necessarily all the way as early as Shkia Sechama.
Probably not as early as Shkia Sechama, but because Shkia Sechama is still part of the day, but somewhere in between those two times. So, and what's the cutoff time? The cutoff time, the final time that you could say Shema is when they finish their Suda. So what our Gemara points out at first now, this is our Gemara now analyzing the Braisa, Seifa Vadai Pligi Amas Nisan. The second part of the Braisa, meaning the end time for Kriyat Shema, the Seifa, the second part, Vadai Pligi Amas Nisan, certainly argues on our Mishnah. Why does it certainly argue on our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah gave three different cutoff times. One was you have all night long. Then we had the Chachamim who said that you have until Chatzos. And then we had the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you have until the end of the first Ashmura, but that's 4 hours into the night, and there's no way the Anim are eating for 4 hours long. So, right, max their meal is an hour long, maybe it's even shorter. So clearly the cutoff time to stop is much earlier according to this Braisa, and that's why our Gemara said, Seifa, lost my spot, Seifa Vadai Pligi Amas Nisan, that the cutoff time, the second part of the Braisa, definitely argues on our Mishnah. But Reisha, Milema Pligi Amas Nisan, so the Reisha, which is Ani, Does it really argue on our Mishnah? Right. The way I explained it until now was it does argue on our Mishnah because our Mishnah says Tesakol Chavim, and based that Rashi was explaining that Ani is a little bit before Tesakol Chavim because they want to maximize on the natural sunlight or the end of the light. So, but now our Gemara is saying Reisha Milema Pligi Amas Nisan. Does it, you know, who says that it argues on our Mishnah? Maybe it doesn't argue on our Mishnah. Maybe it's just two different ways of saying the same thing. And that's what the Gemara says. Lo, ani v'kohen, right? No, it doesn't necessarily argue. And maybe we could say, ani v'kohen chadshiurahu. So, the ani time, which is when you know, the ani goes in and begins to prepare his meal, and kohen, the kohen when they're allowed to eat truma, chachiyurahu, it's really just one time, and that one time is tesakol chavim. So, right, basically, what we're saying at this point is that it's true that the ani tries to maximize on the light as much as possible, but what the Rishonim point out is that even at the beginning of tesakol chavim, it's still like a little bit light. So, yes, Ani tries right at Tesakol Chavim. That's when they go eat their meal, but it's not before Tesakol Chavim. It's just right at Tesakol Chavim. So the two are exactly the same. We don't have an argument, right? So just to sum up what we said until now, we have our Mishnah, which says it's the earliest time to daven Shema is Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lechobot Shumasa. Then we thought we had this like big stira. Oh wow, there's a price. It says a totally different time. It says Ani. What's going on? Is it Ani? Is it Kohen? What's the right time? And now we're saying no. It's they're the same. The two are exactly the same time, and that is Tesakol Chavim. Okay. Now continues the Gemara, and it says not so fast. Maybe it's not so pasha to say Ani V'Kohen Chachi Urahu. And it introduces even more times for Kriyat Shema. Let's see what time.
It's 47.
So let's stop here for now. That way we definitely get in a good chazara. And I guess we'll have to pick up next week with the Hemshire. I don't know, is 7 minutes too short? You want to?
No, it's good.
Okay, fine. Okay.